Good morning, Gemma.
Hey, Kimmy, how are you going?
Great, thank you. What about yourself?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Got your gloves on and you've been busy cleaning?
Oh, always.
Well, it's nearly a month until Christmas, so I guess it's something we need to start thinking about, getting our homes Christmas ready.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, housework, it's a bit of an ongoing battle, and some new research from Fantastic Services Group just showed how much of a difficulty housework is for some Aussies.
Well, there's certain areas that we really detest cleaning, so what came up in the survey about that?
Yeah, well, look, unsurprisingly, windows, ovens and fridges are our most neglected areas.
Oh, yes.
Bathroom was our number one most hated chore, so no surprises there.
The windows are difficult, and so is the oven. They're just shockers.
For sure. You think if you close it up, the heat just kills the germs anyway.
Doesn't get rid of all the stuff on the sides or on the racks, though, does it?
Unfortunately not.
And the windows, they just, you know, you think you've done a great job and then the sun shines on them and you go, oh, I may as well not have done them.
Exactly. Yeah, mine just never look clean, no matter how hard I try.
And doing the bathroom's a bit like having a workout, really, isn't it? Especially in the shower.
Well, it is. So I guess it's a bit of a well-being activity at the same time, if you think of that.
Yeah, for sure. So you can sort of kill two birds with one stone. But cleaning is one of those things. It's something we have to do, but it can be the bane of our lives. Are there areas where people like cleaning, Gemma?
Well, look, we can see that there are lots of things that we struggle with. But, you know, interestingly, I guess the finding that may or may not be surprising is that we kind of saw that about 3/4 of couples are actually arguing about housework on a regular basis, with some on a weekly basis as well. So we can kind of see there might be things that we do like doing, but there's also a lot of conflict about the things that we don't like. And also it was quite surprising to see, even though there's so many people who seem to be struggling and struggling with cleaning and arguing about it, that only about 1 in 10 people actually outsource it, even though they seem to avoid it so much. So that was really interesting finding as well.
Yeah, so they don't actually get a cleaner in, they're just continuing arguing and the place gets dirtier.
Yeah, exactly.
Back generations ago, it was a very clear divide, wasn't it? The ladies stayed inside, cooked and cleaned, the boys outside, garbage, lawn. But now it's not like that so much, but the arguing continues, unfortunately. Wasting time, maybe? Good cleaning time.
For sure. You know, I think, you know, the big change is that demands on many of us have continued to increase, but the housework still remains the same. So, you know, in most couples, you know, in most of the couples I know are both working full time,
yep,
and balancing other priorities like study or parenting or,
yes,
or other things on top of that. So our demands are going up and up. And then if you think of COVID-19, it's like this whole added layer of stress in our stress buckets in 2020.
So as a psychologist, Gemma, what do you recommend for people that are struggling with the house cleaning?
Look, firstly, I'd say it's really important to get on top of your levels of stress. The reason I mentioned stress is that when our stress levels do go through the roof, our motivation can really drop. And look, we all have this kind of optimum amount of stress that we need to really get going. And what can happen when our stress levels are too low, think of those sort of Monday morning type of vibes, feel a bit unmotivated, hard to get going, we then reach this point where we have enough stress where we can really do the things that we need to do. But if you keep on pushing, we kind of enter this stretch mode. And when we're in stretch, we're kind of going at our absolute hardest. We're really sprinting. If we stay in stretch for too long and we continue to add to our demands, we start to feel exhausted and burnt out. And that's when our other healthy habits can start to slip. You know, all those good things like exercise, healthy meals, getting to sleep on time, and keeping our environment clean. So I think finding ways to manage that stress through recovery, also taking time out to look after our bodies through exercise, getting enough sleep, having a healthy diet, keeping our environment tidy, all of that stuff can help us to stay on top of our stress, and our motivation can start to come back a little bit as well.
Yeah, you're so right. And even though those chores are tiresome and they can be difficult, once you've done them, the satisfaction and the pride that you feel in doing such a great job sort of makes it worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I think there's a lot of mastery that we get out of cleaning. You know, when we do a task and the house is clean, we feel really good about it.
Mm.
Breaking things down into smaller, manageable tasks is a really good way to go about it. But remembering that being resilient is not actually about being able to do it all and to have the job, have the perfect tidy house, you know, have the exercise routine. An important attribute of resilient people is that they know how to ask for help and they know how to outsource when needed. So Remember that, you know, if there's no shame in asking for help. You know, it could be delegating with a family member or asking a friend or someone else in your life to help you out. And look, outsourcing is a great option if you simply have too many demands on your plate. You know, coming home to that clean and tidy house after a long day can be an amazing feeling as well.
Well, Gemma, I want to thank you for your time this morning because I think you've now sorted us all out in a month before Christmas.
Wonderful.
Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks so much, Kimmy. Have a good one.